I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Have a newborn baby and you don't send pictures of that newborn out to your friends and family. Are you pretty much admitting that you think that your baby is ugly?
Oh, you had a butt baby.
I mean, it happens.
Baby's butt.
Oh, babies are beautiful. Liar.
No, they're not.
My kid, my oldest kid. That kid was ugly.
Oh my God. You can't say that because he was a preemie.
Bless his little heart.
Oh, son. That's messed up.
Well, he was an ugly preemie. He had that big old banana head. Bless his little heart. His face was all red on one side, blue on the other. That was an ugly kid, man. So we weren't sending out too many pictures initially. Maybe this is the reason why, Cassie, here, that they are not sending out pictures.
She writes, I gave birth to my first baby recently, and when we got checked in at the hospital, my husband and I obviously told a few people, including my parents. My mom's immediate reaction was, let us know if you change your mind and you want us to come to the hospital, even though for weeks I said I didn't want anyone at the hospital. Then she said she was packing and said, we're coming, of course, but not to the hospital. They assumed that they could wait at my house, and I said no. After 21 hours of labor and 3 hours of pushing, my son was born and we let my parents know. Immediately, they were asking for photos. And I understand they're excited and they already love him. But holy crap, I felt like they were being needy and not respecting that I was tired. I was talking to hospital staff, trying to learn to breastfeed, all of the things. Once we got moved to a recovery room, my husband and I talked, and we decided to hold off on sending pictures to anyone, including his two favorite people, his dad and his grandmother, so it's not like my parents were being singled out. I can't even really explain why we didn't want to send pics of our son out right away. We both just had some anxiety about sending a photo to someone, and then that photo spreading like wildfire to people we didn't consent to having a photo of our son, so we just decided to hold off. Not forever, but for now. We literally already talked about how excited we are to send Christmas cards this year, but it's not a forever thing. My parents lost their minds. They blew up both our phones. They stressed me out to the point of tears. So my husband called my dad to ask them to stop. And my dad had the balls to hang up on my husband. And then my dad tells me that he and my husband don't ever need to speak or see each other again.
What?
Well, this escalated quickly.
Right?
When I was discharged and sent home, I sent my parents 3 texts about us being home and asking to FaceTime with them so they could see my son via video since we weren't doing photos. They ignored me. We finally FaceTimed yesterday, and my mom told me she had been sobbing all day and it was torture waiting for a photo. I told her then that she made my labor all about her and that no one asked me and my husband what we wanted. It was all about what they wanted. They said they didn't understand the photo thing, and everyone else in the world sends photos of new babies. And I said, I don't care about the world, and I totally see how sending a photo seems like no big deal, and our decision seems irrational, but you don't have to understand it. You just have to respect it. Well, that didn't go over well. So tell me the truth. Am I being dramatic? Am I the a-hole? My mom said I probably cried in the recovery room, and not because they stressed me out, but because I was just hormonal and tired. So be honest with me. Are my husband and I drawing a hard line over something nonsensical?
I'm just going to be 100% with you, man. I had a little ADD moment, and I didn't hear why they're not sending the photos out.
Because they were worried it would spread. So, like, if they sent it to one person, like, mom would post it on Facebook or send it to somebody else. So they were just trying to be protective.
Gotcha.
Of the baby's image, which I can understand.
Can't they send it to him on Snapchat?
You think grandma and grandpa have a Snapchat?
How bad you want to see that picture?
So maybe this is the people pleaser in me, but depending on the circumstances, and I know for my husband and I, because you use your own personal experiences to color how you see things, and this is what I'm doing here as to how I see this. We had a struggle. Everybody was involved in it. We got lots of prayers and love for us to have our IVF miracle baby, right? I would not withhold that picture from my family because they went on that journey with us. Probably something different here, or maybe this is the first grandbaby, so they're very excited. Yes, it is your child. Yes, that was your labor and delivery, but you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your parents. Like, that is their... That's their DNA. Like, that's their ancestry, and that's their history, and that's their future. So the idea of not sending a picture, if she didn't want people in the delivery room, they honored that. She didn't want people at the hospital, they honored that. So the little nugget you can give them is a picture of the baby after the baby's born. And you text that with, please do not share. This is just for you. Here's your beautiful grandson. Here's your beautiful granddaughter. So personally, do I think it's an a-hole move that they didn't send a picture? It's well within their right. But yeah, I think it's kind of a-holey that they didn't share.
This could completely be coming from me just not having, being a parent or not having ever been a grandparent. But for me, I initially felt like the grandparents were acting like the a-holes because... I understand the disappointment in that you may not get the picture like you wanted to, but I do feel like you should be able to do whatever you want with your child. And if they can't understand that, I get that, but to go as far as cursing out and hanging up and then, like,
that's
almost
a-hole.
Damaging the relationship, that feels like a bit much to me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the grandparents are being a-holes in this situation because I don't think they understand the landscape that we live in now. I mean, when you become an adult and you understand the sickos that are on the internet and what somebody would want to do with a photo of a baby, I mean, that would make me paranoid as a parent. So I don't fault them at all for doing what's best for their family. And I think I think it's a tighter boundary than most people make. So I understand why it was a disappointment to the grandparents. But at the end of the day, you still got to see your grandchild over FaceTime and you're going to get to have a lifetime of memories with them. So get over it for now.
I would just totally and completely rubber stamp what Kristen said. At least send the picture to the parents saying, hey, don't put this anywhere, but obviously you're the grandparents. Here's a picture.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think they're within their right. I get it. And especially because they tried to FaceTime, so it's not like they're keeping the grandson. Like, those days in the hospital can be a complete drugged out blur, and it's really hard to keep up. We couldn't even name my kids until, like, day 3, and my parents were like, what's the name? So, I mean, I think she could have given them a warning, but I think she's not the a-hole, and so does all of Reddit. They all think she's not the a-hole, and... Quick update, they ended up sending a photo to the other family and friends asking not to post it on social media. They're not going to make contact with the parents again until the parents apologize to her husband because she goes, they disrespect him and my failure as a spouse is not standing up for him more. So this is where I'm drawing the line. They need to have a real apology to my husband and then they can come.
Oh, that's a strong line right there.
Mad at that.
Get it? The Bird Show.